This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
17 past the hour. Tom, Sybil, and Jay are on vacation. Roland Martin is not. Hope Thanksgiving went well. Time with family and friends for you yesterday, Roland.
Oh, man, we're great. They had a chance to hang out with family. Of course, enjoy that crazy Texans victory over the Lions. See the Cowboys lose, Longhorns lose. They have a Texas trifecta going on.
Good football, yeah.
That's right. Had a great day. So hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving and really enjoyed their time spending with family and friends as well. Skip, also, folks in New Orleans, I'll be at the Bayou Classic today moderating an anti-hazing panel. So looking forward to that from 2 to 4 and get to hear General Russell Honoré also at a noon luncheon. So looking forward to that. Of course, a lot of folks, Skip, are going to be they may have actually started shopping yesterday. My goodness, you couldn't have enjoyed the first day because people were hitting the malls.
Right.
But, of course, everybody talks about Friday being Black Friday. No, not a black holiday, but focusing on shopping today. But also, the Obama administration is pushing a new concept because Monday is, of course, Cyber Monday, the online sales, tomorrow being Small Business Saturday. Joining us right now is Senior Advisor to President Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett. Hey, Valerie, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was wonderful. I'm home in Chicago, and you know that's always good. And hey, Roland, I think when you wore that jersey yesterday on TV, that's why your team won.
Well, I figured it was Thanksgiving. You know, let's
Absolutely.
Not be so serious. But so it goes. So tell us about this Small Business Saturday that the Obama administration is really trying to advocate for, to really support small businesses.
Well, this is now our third year of saying, listen, one thing that often gets overlooked are the small businesses in our community. And so we're saying what everybody can do to help is to go out there and visit the small business in your own community. Don't just shop at the big box stores. Those are great. And obviously they were getting a lot of press coverage yesterday. But let's pay attention and focus on the stores that are right in our own community. So tomorrow we're asking everybody to go out and give a little business to that small business close to home.
Now, when a lot of folks don't and I realize this, and we always, you're right, folks talk about large organizations, corporations, things along those lines, but 65% of the jobs in this country really come from small businesses.
They are the economic engine of our country, and they're also the ones that support the local community, whether it's a boys club or whether they're volunteering or all kinds of ways of being civic partners right there close to home. And oftentimes you don't read about them in the press, but they are absolutely the job creators. And so on one day, we want to really focus attention on those small businesses. We're doing this in partnership with many corporations, some big corporations like American Express around the country, who are also saying, let's pay attention to those small businesses close to home.
Now, when you talk about that also for African-Americans, that's also important because, frankly, when you look at folks who own, you know, these mom-and-pop organizations in our neighborhoods, I mean, that's where our kids go when we're looking for job opportunities because typically people are hiring who is most closer to where they live.
Exactly, and whether it's a part-time job after school or a summer internship, we all know that one of the ways that we make sure that people move into the job sector is by those opportunities they have when they're young. So high school students, college students, small businesses are the ones that support them. I know when I was growing up, many of the folks who went to high school, they worked at the businesses that were just a block away from our school. And so it's another way of saying we recognize the value that they provide to our community and we want to support them the way they support us.
Now, you said this is the third year of this effort, and so I know you have folks with the SBA and others who are spreading across the country. Have you been able to monitor the impact of this effort of Small Business Saturday?
You know, that's a very good question, Roland. I think perhaps by this year, now that we will have had 3 years' worth of history, maybe we will be able to see a difference. Each year, it has gotten more and more publicity. The first year didn't get that much attention. Last year got a little bit more. President Obama went out and participated in it. And so we're trying each year to heighten the attention. And as you've been seeing, it's been getting a lot of media attention. And that's why I appreciate a chance to come on your show so that we can talk so much about it. So everyone in your listening audience, I know that everybody's busy during the holidays and you're trying to do that shopping. but think about what you can buy for your family that's right there at that small business. And these are oftentimes people that, I know in my neighborhood, I grew up, these small businesses have been there my whole childhood. And so when you go back, it's like reconnecting with old friends as well. So I'm in Chicago. I'm going to be going to a couple of small businesses in my community. Little Black Pearl, which is just a couple blocks from my home, and then Powell Bookstore, which is about 5 or 6 blocks. And these are, you know, these are anchors in our community, and we should support them.
All right, Valerie Jarrett, we really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Folks, be sure to help this small business in your community. Those dollars matter. Thanks a bunch.